Rockmania, Radio, True Radio, Foreigner.
So I can be out of me, out of beat, and I feel like a mover. So I can be out of me, out of this freaky skills, like a boomer. And seek to be heard to see out of me, and I feel like a stalker. And seek to be bad disease that with me does the sleep.
Ciao a tutti, benvenuti alla seconda stagione di Rockmania. Welcome back everyone, welcome back to Rockmania. How is it going this year? It's weird, isn't it? Come procede questo bizzarro anno? We're back from the summer break and now it's time to go back sailing into the rock world. Ritemprati dalla pausa estiva? Dai, che è tempo di tornare al timone e navigare insieme nel mondo del rock. E lo facciamo subito. Se John Fred and his Playboy Band, il brano si intitola Judy in Disguise. John Fred and his Playboy Judy in Disguise. Is there anyone remembering the movie The Boat That Rocked from 2009 with Philip Seymour Hoffman? C'è qualcuno che si ricorda del film che in italiano mi sembra fosse intitolato I Love Radio Rock o qualcosa del genere, ma il titolo originale inglese o europeo era The Boat That Rocked. Mentre negli Stati Uniti era uscito con il titolo di Pirate Radio. It was a movie talking about pirate radios, British pirate radios actually, that in the 60s were broadcasting from a boat anchored in the North Sea. Era un film che raccontava di una radio privata britannica che negli anni 60 trasmetteva da una nave ancorata nel Mare del Nord. Are you up to get into that mood? Because I would like to imagine myself broadcasting from a boat tonight. Vi va stasera di calarvi in quell'atmosfera, perché io mi immaginerò di trasmettere da una nave ancorata nel mare, anche perché Radio Sonar ha un po' il sapore di una radio pirata, visto che continua coraggiosamente a trasmettere nonostante tutto. E di radio così, permettetemi di dirlo, ce n'è bisogno. C'è bisogno di gente coraggiosa e non di vili. E allora andiamo avanti con The Happening, quello che succede. Loro sono The Supremes.
Look at me, I can see the real time. But when you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find it, that you left the future behind. Cause when you got a tender love you don't take care of, then you better beware of the happening. One day
The Supremes, The Happening. The movie opens up with the writing saying it's 1966, the greatest era for British rock and roll, but BBC radio plays less than 45 minutes of pop music per day. Il film si apre con la scritta è il 1966, l'era migliore, il periodo migliore per il rock and roll inglese e, nonostante ciò, la BBC trasmette soltanto meno di 45 minuti al giorno di musica pop. Ok, the next song was a couple of years earlier. Il prossimo brano era di un paio d'anni prima. Loro sono The Kinks e il brano si intitola All Day and All of the Night.
To be with you in the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night, all day. You and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl,
The Kinks, All Day and All of the Night, 1964. So the first radio broadcasting illegally in the UK and Ireland was Radio Luxembourg, that was broadcasting from 1933, and it was broadcasting in English, the peak of listeners during the 50s and the 60s. Between the listeners, there were guys named John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison. They were trying, you know, to learn the lyrics and the chords of the songs they were listening to the radio. La prima radio a trasmettere illegalmente nel Regno Unito e in Irlanda fu Radio Lussemburgo, che trasmetteva dal 1933. E trasmettendo in inglese, dal Granducato del Lussemburgo, ebbe il picco di ascolti negli anni 50 e 60, annoverando tra i più fedeli ascoltatori anche alcuni personaggi che si chiamavano John Lennon, Paul McCartney e George Harrison, i quali si sforzavano di imparare i testi e gli accordi delle canzoni che ascoltavano alla radio. Radio Lussemburgo non formò solo i giovani Beatles a Liverpool, ma anche una band londinese. So Radio Luxembourg not only helped the Beatles in Liverpool to grow up, but at the same time also some Londoners. E questi ragazzi inglesi erano nient'altro che i ribelli. Rolling Stones, Let's Spend the Night Together.
Yeah.
Let's Spend the Night Together, The Rolling Stones. Quanto era trasgressivo all'epoca questo brano, che addirittura fu censurato in televisione. Una delle prime apparizioni, i Rolling Stones furono costretti a cantare Let's Spend Some Time Together rather than Let's Spend the Night Together. You know, the Rolling Stones were breaking the rules. They were singing Let's Spend the Night Together, but that thing was banned from British television. They were forced to change the lyrics and singing Let's Spend Some Time Together. Because you know what? Listening to a private radio, maybe without telling your parents, meant breaking the rules, breaking the law in some way. But in one sentence, that meant to feel yourself alive. I Rolling Stones erano dei provocatori, quindi per questo venivano costretti a cambiare, se volevano apparire in televisione, a cambiare alcune parole dei loro brani, quindi cantare Let's Spend Some Time Together, cioè trascorriamo un po' di tempo insieme, piuttosto che Let's Spend the Night Together, trascorriamo la notte insieme, che ovviamente aveva tutt'altro significato. Perché all'epoca ascoltare una radio pirata, magari di nascosto dai propri genitori, significava esserne complici, significava rompere le regole, significava infrangere la legge, insomma significava sentirsi vivi. Questi sono The McCoys, il brano si intitola Hang On Sloopy. Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. It was a 1965 song, era una canzone del 1965. The next one was also covered by Joe Cocker, who, you know, made another version of it. Honestly, I prefer the original one. Il prossimo brano fu anche una cover suonata, riarrangiata completamente da Joe Cocker, ma io preferisco decisamente l'originale. And it's a song that was actually pretty popular during the Vietnam War in 1967. It peaked number one in the Billboard charts in the US and Number 5 in the UK. È un brano che fu particolarmente popolare durante la guerra in Vietnam del 1967 e raggiunse il numero 1 nelle classifiche di Billboard, le classifiche americane, e il numero 5 invece nel Regno Unito. Loro sono The Box Tops, il brano si titola The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
I love this song, The Top Box, The Letter, the most famous pirate radio that was named Radio London. Radio London was broadcasting from December 1964 to August 1967 from a boat anchored outside territorial limits in the North Sea. Parliamo della radio, probabilmente quella più famosa, Radio Londra, Radio London, che trasmetteva dal dicembre del 64 all'agosto del 67 da una nave ancorata fuori dalle acque territoriali inglesi nel Mare del Nord, quindi una zona un po' al confine tra Scandinavia, Regno Unito, Germania, eccetera. Ma perché si trattava di una radio illegale? Semplicemente perché non aveva la licenza, non aveva l'autorizzazione a trasmettere. Questo perché la BBC voleva il monopolio. So why was Radio London illegal? It was because they were not allowed, they didn't have a license to broadcast. And this was because BBC wanted to be the only one allowed to broadcast. You know, it was the 60s, it was not like nowadays with internet and the web and all the stuff. Io adesso vi vorrei far ascoltare anche uno spot di Radio Londra che introduce poi il prossimo brano. I would like to let you listen to a short jingle from Radio London. The title is Smooth Sailing. È veramente breve, it's really short, and then there will be a song following, I Feel Free from the Cream, Radio London.
Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free. 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 Bum 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 bum, I feel free. Bum 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 bum, I feel free.
Feel when I dance with you. We unused crowd. I can drive down the road, my eyes don't see, but my mind wants to cry out loud.
The Cream, I Feel Free. E negli anni 60 c'era anche poi questa storia affascinante di Eric Clapton, che era stato prima negli Yardbirds e poi nei Cream, questo super gruppo composto appunto da Eric Clapton alla chitarra, Ginger Baker alla batteria e Jack Bruce al basso. This super group Cream, formed by the guitar hero Eric Clapton, it was previously in the Yardbirds, and I was in Cream on vocals and guitar, together with Ginger Baker on drums, Jack Bruce on bass and vocals. In London, you know, on the wall, there was this sign, it was written, Clapton is God, until someone else arrived to London from Seattle. C'era questa storia di questi muri di Londra con dei manifesti con scritto Clapton is God, Eric Clapton è Dio. E questo fu vero fino a che non arrivò da Seattle a Londra un altro chitarrista che si chiamava Jimi Hendrix. The Wind Cries Mary.
After all the jacks are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very. Tiny island says
'cause the life that lives is dead, and the wind screams Mary. Will the wind ever remember the names it has blown in the past? And with this crutch, its old age and its wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Mary. I don't know, I'm having fun, I'm dancing here, I'm just excited. How are you doing, guys? Io mi sto divertendo un sacco qui, sto ballando ogni tanto e immagino sempre di essere su questa nave pirata ancorata nel mare del nord. E voi come state? Come vi sentite? Vi state divertendo? Ok, prossimo brano fu prodotto addirittura da Keith Lambert, che era il manager degli Who. E questo prossimo artista aveva un'attitudine molto teatrale che influenzò diversi artisti che seguirono, tra cui, tra gli altri, Bruce Dickinson degli Iron Maiden. So the next artist, he was a little bit weird, as a kind of theatrical attitude. It was produced by Keith Lambert, manager from The Who, and had a big influence with several artists, between them Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. This song went number one in the UK in 1968. Il prossimo brano andò numero uno nel 1968 nel Regno Unito. Il progetto si chiama The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. The song is called Fire. La follia di Arthur Brown, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, the song of what is fire. I like it, hope you like it too. So 1966, 1967, this was the years of the you know, battles between mods and roggers, as you can see also in the movie, another movie called Quadrophenia. Questi erano gli anni anche delle battaglie, delle rivalità tra i mods e i rockers, come si è dipinto benissimo nel film Quadrophenia. E between the main bands that mods liked, there was the next one. Tra i principali esponenti del movimento mods c'era questa band che si chiamava The Small Faces. Il brano che ci andiamo ad ascoltare è Lazy Sunday, The Small Faces.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbors? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
Small Faces, Lazy Sunday. Ok, vi propongo una cosa, facciamo un gioco, vi va? Allora, vediamo chi è più rapido ad indovinare il titolo della versione italiana del prossimo brano. Potete scrivere le vostre risposte sulla pagina Facebook di Rock Mania. Pronti? Vediamo chi è più rapido? Ok, pronti? Via!
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever or near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, ever nor really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you?
let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Turtles, la canzone era Eleanor, e i vincitori che hanno indovinato la versione italiana di Gianni Morandi, che si titolava Scende la pioggia, sono a pari merito Sonia e Claudio. Complimenti, non avete vinto niente, però avete tutto il mio affetto e apprezzo molto. Grazie. Ok, I mentioned earlier another British band that in the album from 1967 titled Sell Out included some jingles from Radio London to support the radio, and in this record they also recorded some advertisements. They were pretty funny. Ho nominato prima questa band inglese che nell'album Sell Out del 1967 incluse dei jingles di Radio Londra per sostenerne appunto la causa. Nel disco, visto che ci stavano, incisero anche degli spot un po' diversi, che per esempio questo qui, che era delle corde per basso, Roto Sound. Seguirà I Can See For Miles, loro sono The Who.
Hold your group together with Roto Sound Strings.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while
I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
The Who, I can see for miles and miles and miles. Quanto era psichedelico questo brano, such a pop psychedelia, 1967, The Who. Another pirate radio was called Radio Caroline, that broadcasted from 1964 to 1990 from five different boats and three different owners. Un'altra radio pirata molto importante fu Radio Caroline, che trasmise dal 1964 al 1990 da cinque navi diverse e ben tre proprietari che si alternarono. E per gli ascoltatori questo era un modo anche per avere delle anteprime di album ancora non pubblicati, come accadde per esempio con Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band dei Beatles, che fu dato in esclusiva per 8 giorni a Radio Londra nel maggio del 67, cioè prima che il disco uscisse nei negozi. L'uscita ufficiale fu il 1 giugno del 67. For the listeners, this radio was also a way to have some previews from records that were not out yet, and that happened with the Beatles with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that was exclusive for 8 days only to Radio London. So in May 1967, just before the record was out in the shops, it was also a way to listen to some bands from abroad, like American bands, for example. Era anche un modo, attraverso queste radio, per ovviamente per i britannici, per gli europei, di ascoltare in anteprima dei gruppi americani. Per esempio, i Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice? You know what? I never got married, but I always thought of this next song as a perfect wedding soundtrack. What do you think? Io non sono mai stato sposato, ma ho sempre pensato a questa canzone come la perfetta colonna sonora per un matrimonio. Voi che ne dite? Vorrei sapere la vostra opinione. Procol Harum, A Wider Shade of Pale.
At first just go sleep.
Together, Shade of Pale, Procol Harum. Beh, Irene ha deciso che questa canzone la userà per il suo matrimonio, se un giorno si sposerà, e io avrò l'incarico di ricordarglielo. Perché no, molto volentieri. Okay guys, it's almost time to go, and I guess the next song has the right ending feel. It was produced by Paul Samuel Smith from the Yardbirds. Penso che il prossimo brano ha il giusto mood, il giusto sentimento per chiudere. Non so, ditemi la vostra. Lui è Cat Stevens, il pezzo si intitola Feather and Son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? 'Cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
I know I have to go. Sorry guys, but it's really time to go now. Sonia suggeriva che riguardo i brani cantati in italiano, Weather Shadow Pale era Senza Luce dei Dick Dick. Invece Irene ha trovato un pretendente, perché Enrico si è offerto di sposarla, quindi magari poi io mi preoccuperò di mettervi in contatto. Guys, thanks so much for listening. This is Rockmania. I'm Dario, this is Radio Sonar. I'll be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Io vi ringrazio per l'ascolto, sono Dario, questa è Rockmania e sarò di nuovo qui lunedì prossimo dai microfoni di Radio Sonar, sempre alle ore 19. Ciao, ciao.
out of me, out of me, then I feel like a move on.
Avete ascoltato Rock Mania.
So I can be out of me, out of this, bring your skills like a boom on.
Ogni lunedì. A lunedì prossimo!